This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is IGN.
Ticket to Ride, Europe 15th Anniversary Edition Review. The original Ticket to Ride famously helped usher in the board game renaissance of the early 2000s. A glorious and fruitful period that's still going strong. Trust me, kids, there was a time when board game options were limited to ancient standbys like Monopoly and Life. Those years were boring. Ticket to Ride Europe was an early follow-up that shifted the setting overseas and introduced a few smart tweaks to the gameplay. Now that this standalone offshoot is turning 15 years old, publisher Days of Wonder has released Ticket to Ride Europe 15th Anniversary Edition, a complete oversized and utterly gorgeous new version of the game. And you know what? Turns out this strategy game is still as fun and satisfying as it ever was. While there's nothing new here in terms of content, Ticket to Ride Europe 15th Anniversary Edition represents the definitive version of this game. It includes everything that came with the original, plus all of the expansions, but each physical piece, the boards, cards, chain pieces, etc., has gotten a thoughtful high-quality upgrade. This edition is a sight to behold. The board itself is huge, it's basically the size of a bath towel. It measures 38 by 25.5 inches, and it takes up the lion's share of my kitchen table. It looks phenomenal. While the roots remain the same as the original version, the art is all new, with vibrant colors and much more topographical detail. The board itself is made of thick, high-quality material. I have no worries about accidentally ripping as I fold or unfold it. Great as that is, though, such titanic dimensions come with a few downsides. The board's so big it can't easily, or at all, reach items on the far side of it. During my play sessions, everyone was constantly asking each other to place train pieces for them or draw cards. This wasn't a big problem, but it's worth taking into consideration, particularly if your tabletop gaming space is limited. The board isn't the only upgraded piece of hardware in Ticket to Ride Europe 15th Anniversary Edition. The destination cards are also more colorful, and all of the cards sport more detailed art. Also, the train pieces and train stations are significantly more intricate. Each train color is fully distinct now, illustrating what type of cargo it carries. Brown trains haul logs, for instance, while blue trains carry those newfangled things called automobiles. Each train set is housed in its own great-looking tin. As for the game itself, it remains unchanged. The board is a map of Europe at the dawn of the 20th century. All of the cities, bearing names from their native era and languages, which isn't ideal as it can make them hard to find, are connected by various train routes. Your primary job is to claim these routes as your own, based on the destination ticket cards you draw. This might not sound like a blast, but it really is in practice. The rules don't take long to learn, and you'll discover new strategies as you play. It's an extremely well-balanced game that rewards smart, strategic play. If you've played any version of Ticket to Ride, you'll know basically what to expect. Basically, if you're looking for the premier version of Ticket to Ride Europe, this is it. Each piece looks and feels phenomenal in its own right. When you're playing, everything comes together nicely. If you have the space and can afford the premium price, this edition is an easy recommendation. The verdict. Overall, I was hugely impressed by the quality of each piece included in the box. This is the premium edition a game like Ticket to Ride Europe deserves. The game itself is as strategic and fun as it's always been, and the massive, gorgeous set lets you play it in style. Its size can be unwieldy, especially in tighter quarters, but if you have the space for it and you like the game, There's no reason not to pick this one up.
Spoken Layer.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.